This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. We're going to talk about the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership and Brian Prowitz, the new executive director, and Matt Kowal, the board chair. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, it's good to be here.
So I guess, first of all, if people aren't familiar, talk about what the partnership is, when it started, what it's all about.
Yeah, Kyle, it's good to be here wearing a different hat than ever before. But, well, the partnership started in 2012 when Douglas County and City of Roseburg and some other cities and the Chamber all worked together to develop a position and an organization that would be the lead contact for economic development in Douglas County. And you may remember Helga Conrad was the first executive director. And so the whole purpose is basically to be the point lead agency for those organizations that want to either relocate here or look for resources to improve everything from workforce development to manufacturing jobs. I mean, basically anything involving economic development in Douglas County should run through and lead with a contact at the partnership.
So, Matt, how did you get involved?
So I got involved about 4 years ago. I got approached by the prior executive director to come on board and kind of help with the financial piece of it, because I do work for a bank here locally, and just kind of see what the economic was, because you know what, finances go with economic development and determine whether or not we could maybe help support those economic development processes or procedures or whatever they wanted to do. And so that got me interested in what's going to be happening here in Douglas County, because I believe in this community. I moved here in 2014, and I can't see more economic development than what's happening here in the Douglas County area.
So you've been involved for a few years, and you mentioned the funding piece. So how is the organization funded?
Well, it's funded mostly from, it was the city, and then it was a county, and then private business individuals and organizations that were funding the county. And now we want to build on top of that and get other funding opportunities.
So, Brian, over the years, as an observer from the sidelines, what kind of things have you seen about the success of the partnership?
Well, the biggest part of the partnership is that it could be at the table for all of these economic development efforts that are put forth. So if, for instance, UCC wants to work on workforce development, or if there is a manufacturer here who is looking for more employees or expanding and those kinds of things, the partnership would be there to work with them to access resources. I mean, much of this is about bridge building and connecting local organizations to resources they may or may not know exist. And so a lot of that work happens behind the scenes a little bit. Sometimes it's even when you're talking about potentially, you know, real estate deals and that kind of thing, a lot of it does happen in kind of behind, I wouldn't say closed doors, but in quiet places where it's behind the scenes conversations that take place to try to help advance the cause and improve the economic development of Douglas County.
So what led to your interest in this position?
Well, I've been here a long time now, and I've done a lot of different things, and I've got a bigger network than maybe I've ever had. And I started to think about whether the partnership would benefit from somebody who could be an ambassador and a sales guy for the county. So it was attractive from that point of view. And as the conversation began and some excitement began to build, it became obvious that I might have a shot at representing Douglas County well and leading this organization well. And so that's really the biggest goal. And one of the moments that's really important to me goes back to a conversation and a kind of a relationship I had with, of all people, Gary Leaf. When Gary Leaf was a state representative and I was a city councilor, he was so excited about the access he had to Salem and to networks that and resources that were available if you were a state rep or in the legislature. And I think Gary was more excited about bringing those resources to places and people here than he necessarily was to try to battle for a win on a bill that he might have written up in Salem. And so that picture of a bridge to statewide resources has been in my head now for quite a while. And I think this is one of the positions in Douglas County that allows for that to happen. And I'm excited about that.
Now, this may seem like an ironic question to some people, but for folks that have only been here a few years, talk about your background and your career.
Well, I was on this here radio station for a bit, for a spell.
Or twice.
Yes. I'm originally from Puyallup, Washington. I ended up at Southern Oregon State College, which tells you how old I was at the time. I graduated there in 1993 and then got my first radio job in Roseburg at KQEN and KRSB, Brook Communications, working for Pat Markham and working with you a short time after that. But 93 to 95 here in Roseburg on the radio, 95 to 99 in Missoula, Montana, doing news and sports. And then a few years in Seattle at 710 Cairo in 2022. My wife and daughters and I left and came back here. And I was back on the radio being the news and sports guy for the radio stations and doing a lot of play-by-play at the time. And those years of doing news and sports and being an MC and an auctioneer created a really amazing base for me to draw from. And in time, I ended up for about a year and a half in the marketing department at Seven Feathers and then launched my own marketing company in 2015, BP Media Solutions, which is going to phase out as I take this new position. So I really feel like I've done a lot of things and met a lot of people and have an idea about how a lot of things work in Douglas County. And I think one of the best parts of this is I feel like this is my chance to bring some of those experiences and networks and knowledge to bear in a place that can really make an impact in Douglas County.
So being on the city council for several years, did that cause your interest in this whole area of economic development to grow?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I wanted to be able to commit more time to was to understand how Stu Cowie at the Community Development Department and Nikki Messenger, how they like really do their job. How does economic development work? And I wanted to spend more time on that. But as a city councilor, that's a volunteer position. So there wasn't a lot of time for me to dive into that. And now I get to. So I had a meeting with Stu yesterday and kind of as I go around and meet people and reintroduce myself with this hat on, I get to see behind the, again, I keep talking about curtains, pull the curtain back and see what people do back there on some of these issues. It's really fantastic to be part of it.
So Matt, being in the banking world and the financial arena, talk about why this whole area is important to you.
Well, there's a lot of community involvement in this area. I know that my employer allows me to go out and do things in the community to better the community. And that's what I want to do is I want to be a part of that to better the community, whether it bring in a new business into the community through the partnership, whether it help an existing business that's already here in Douglas County to expand or to help find job force. It's just important to me. I'm a finance major. I got a minor in economics from Eastern Washington University since I did grow up in Spokane. And economics has always been a fascination of mine because, of course, money, jobs, anything that creates a community is what really economic is. We've been battling with the housing market, so a little bit of our process in the future is going to be what's going to happen with housing, because we can bring all these businesses here to Douglas County, but how are we going to supply housing for those individuals? And so we really have to work with all of our partners to make all that happen. And really, the partnership is going to be the catalyst that's going to help kind of bring those people to the table, and let's talk about some of those economic challenges that we have in Douglas County.
And while housing is really a national issue in some ways, and certainly an Oregon issue, in Douglas County it seems to be particularly a challenge. And I'm aware personally of several situations where people accepted jobs here and then a couple weeks later said, no, I can't find a place to live, I'm not taking it.
Yeah. So when I moved to Douglas County in 2014, one of the things I did was I left my wife back in Spokane for a year. I got down here. I got my feet wet. I connected myself to the community, and I brought her down a year later when I was able to find something that everybody would be able to fit into. And I know that I was I was in a circumstance that I could do that. Not everybody's willing to do that. So I was doing a long distance relationship with my wife. But again, we've been married for almost 30 years coming up. And it was one of those things that says, hey, you know what? Let's go do this because it's going to better not only our family by us moving to Roseburg, because I came here sight unseen. I didn't know what to expect or how to expect what was going to happen here. And so I had the benefit of being down here by myself to be able to expand my knowledge and really understand where in Douglas County that I wanted to live and be able to search stuff out. But like you said, most people come here, they want to find something immediately, immediate place to live or to do something with. And we can't always have everything right now. So sometimes they just have to be patient and find where do they want to settle down in.
It's pretty great, though, with all of the expansion out Diamond Lake Boulevard and the apartments and the various housing that's happening out there. This is my city council hat, by the way, going on. So that urban growth district that has happened out Diamond Lake has incentivized a lot of apartments that have been built. And the issue we're talking about isn't just about affordable or potentially, you know, supported housing, whatever.
Section 8.
Well, yeah. It's not about the low income side of it as much. It's everyone involved. So hopefully the apartment push that we've seen recently will begin to open up other places where people can move. And so the vacancy rate will be a little higher, or there will be more opportunities for people to find places to move in the situation like you described.
Well, and you also have the issue just in terms of the geography of Roseburg and the amount of land that's not buildable because of hills and all of that. And the city has talked annexation in the future, and there's elements like that that play into this as well.
Yeah, that's going to be a big thing that the city's going to be working on for sure, is trying to find expand the urban growth boundary and then add some other areas that can be developed under city standards in order to generate more housing opportunity.
All right, we'll talk more about the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership when we get back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1250. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4. Tomorrow, we talk to national Western musician Sourdough Slim, who will be at Riverbend Live, a part of their Cowboy Poetry Western Music night this Friday evening. Brian Prowitz, new executive director of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership, and Matt Kowal from the board, in fact, the new chair of the board. As we've been talking about economic development in the area, Matt, you're newer. Brian's been here quite a while and been here twice. Do you ever look around and feel like the Umpqua Valley has kind of underachieved its potential?
You could say that, I guess, if you wanted to. But I think the better way to frame that might be the whole undiscovered concept. You know, I think about wineries and the promotional tourism potential there that's still waiting to really come to bear. And I think about the Safeway Rite Aid building downtown and the fact that that's sat there as long as it has. And so, and the conversations around the Allied Health College. So I think there are things that have been brewing for a long time that can finally land and get developed and really begin to create a new image for Roseburg and Douglas County. And let's not forget, this is not just a Roseburg thing. This is a Douglas County thing, and putting in quite a bit of effort to reach out to other areas. This is not just a Roseburg-centric conversation at all. So I do think there is still great potential. I wouldn't necessarily say we've underachieved. I just think it's great that these things are in front of us and the future is bright, and I think we should be optimistic.
You know, I was just over in Bend a few weeks ago, and I looked back at some population data, and back when I lived here the first time when I was a little kid, Bend and Roseburg were the same size.
Yeah.
And then you go over there now, and I hadn't been there in a long time, and you look around, and not everybody wants Roseburg to be Bend, but you know, it used to be the same size. What happened?
Yeah, I actually, that question that has bothered me for a long time. And through some opportunities, I've had the chance to talk to developers and like equivalent like economic development people in Deschutes and Bend, Deschutes County and Bend. And the first of all, Mount Bachelor helps. 320 days of sun a year helps. Lots of flat land that's mostly dirt helps. We don't have some of those things. But like when you look at the Mill District, that was a massive influx of private money. There were people that almost went bankrupt to build that Mill District that we all recognize as Bend, and the Deschutes runs right through the middle, which is dammed in several places, by the way, to keep the water level high. So there are some really significant elements there that are different than Roseburg compared to Bend. But the key was that some people put in a ton of money to develop some of the big things over there. And it takes a public-private partnership to make some of these things happen. But private investment from people and not necessarily government work is one of the biggest keys to some of the things that you see over there.
Matt, what do you think the focus of the partnership will be in the near future?
Really where the partnership wants to grow is we want to grow our membership. We want more private money to come in and to help fund that membership drive, just because we just did recently lose the city and the county some of that funding that they were providing to us, and we're not sure how that's going to be funded in the future. But that's why we brought Brian on board, and we felt like he was the best candidate for this position because he does have those connections with the city and the county. But it was a board decision to bring Brian on board, but really to develop our membership and to get people understanding what we're doing in our community and how we're doing our community stuff. We do the Umpqua Growth Talks, and we really develop on small business individuals trying to help grow their business. So we've got some funding from there that we've put it back into the community to really help grow small business and everything. And then me at Oregon Pacific Bank, I'm even having a lot of conversations with businesses in the community that are willing to expand even with the way the interest rates are. We don't know what interest rates are going to be doing in the future, but people are saying, you know what, I think they're going to rise. I don't have a crystal ball to know whether or not the rates are going to rise or whatever they are, but they're taking this opportunity to use money to expand their businesses, to grow new stuff. There's a project on Diamond Lake right now that's happening. There's one up in Sutherland that's happening, and I think even Winston. So again, Brian was mentioning this isn't just a Roseburg issue. We're trying to get the whole county involved in what we want to do as a partnership.
And it sounds like, Brian, one of the things you're looking at too is not just bringing in companies, but helping to address, you know, workforce development issues and training and child care availability and more.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. The child care situation continues to just become super duper obvious as a big reason why people do or do not enter back into the workforce. But there's definitely a balance between trying to put in energy to bring new business here, which does need to happen. But also we need to make sure that our existing businesses are strong. And when they want to expand or they need to improve their workforce, that they have an agency and a person that they can reach out to that will partner with them, go to bat with them, and try to solve some of those issues.
What's the last couple of weeks been like for you?
The fire hose pressure continues to go up, and the curtains continue to pull back, and I'm learning a ton from a lot of people, and it's amazing.
I follow them around with a fire extinguisher to put the fire out.
Yeah. Did you ever, you know, when you moved here, maybe originally or maybe the second time, did you ever think that you would end up in a position like this?
No. No. Nope. I figured you and I'd be working together until the end of time. And it's pretty cool to be in a spot like this. It's very unique, and I'm amazed that I'm sitting in this chair and look forward to what happens next.
Now, if people want to reach out to the partnership, talk to the board, talk to you, how do they make that happen?
UEDpartnership.org is our website. That's a great place to start.
All right, Brian Prowitz and Matt Colwall, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely, you thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.